Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coulter and Carlson, and our guest today with Gravitate, the newest business that's opened up here in the middle of downtown Jefferson. We have the owner, Jeff Wood. First of all, Jeff, can you just tell our audience, you know, a little bit about the company? Why did you start Gravitate, and then kind of jump off from there and tell us why you came to Jefferson?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Coltrane. The concept of co-working, Gravitate is a co-working community. It's a place, a shared workspace community where people can come together and kind of have a group of folks around them, even though they may not be working on the same company. So our business started in 2013. I was consulting. I was a one-person kind of solo enterprise doing consulting projects. And I was working from a shared workspace similar to Gravitate in downtown Des Moines. And it announced that it was going to close. Now, I knew that I still needed a place to go. So I thought, might as well start my own version of this, my own company, and would do it as a side project, thinking that consulting would remain like the major thing that I did. Little did I know that we were kind of hitting the market at the right time, and it grew really fast. And now I don't do consulting anymore. All we do is co-working. At this point, we've operated two Des Moines area locations, one in downtown, one in the west suburbs in Windsor Heights, and had been looking at where we wanted to grow, and happy that now we're open with our third location here in Jefferson.
Why the decision to come out to a rural part of Iowa?
The biggest reason is because they asked us to come here. The community got together. I think the plan is called Vision 2020. Identified like what the future of Greene County and Jefferson's going to be. And one of those things that the group identified that they needed was a co-working space because of all of the people that we anticipate moving here, the folks that may work remotely now in Des Moines or Ames or something but live in Jefferson, and then the new businesses that will be created in this community, they wanted a space where they could work together. And I think they were familiar with the term co-working, but I don't know if anybody had necessarily been to a co-working space before. Right. I believe the consultant that helped with that project knew me and said, well, Jeff's doing co-working in Des Moines. Why don't you reach out to him and see if he would want to do it up here? And then Chris, part of the reason he's here today is that I've known the Deal family for 25 years probably. So he's like, oh yeah, I know that guy. I'll give him a call too. And so between, I think, GCDC and the consultant and Chris, we really got this conversation going. Over the course of maybe 2 years, we've kind of been looking at it. I think the reason that we wanted to come here, other than being asked, is I think that all of the entities involved really put together a package that helped us feel like we could be successful in Jefferson. Hmm. It's not guaranteed, obviously, and we wouldn't choose to do this in the middle of a pandemic. Like, that's not ideal times to open a business, especially one that brings people together. Like, that proximity is something that we really value. But we are starting to look at what is after the pandemic, and we want that, along with everybody, like, we want that to happen as soon as possible, but we want to be open and ready, so that's why the timing just lined up the way the timing lined up. But this community is forward-thinking with that project. I think the city has been particularly forward-thinking with kind of saving the downtown building. So the fact that this whole project was here and this space was here and the city was willing to work with us and building it out in the way that they did, like, it just kind of all fell together because of the hard work of people like Chris in the city. Like, it was something we didn't really think that we could say no to as we looked at, like, what could co-working look like in a rural setting.
Tell us how the workspace is kind of divided up in your facility here. Maybe that'll give people a better idea of what you mean by co-working.
When I say co-working, our members is what we think of. So think of it kind of like a gym membership, if you've had one of those, where you pay a monthly fee, and the monthly fee gives you access to everything that's inside the gym. And you may choose not to go some days. Some days you might be there all day. You know, whatever you want to do. Like, we're that, but for work. So if you tend to work alone or in small teams, we're a place that you can get together to do that. Now, the person sitting next to you, like the person on the treadmill next to you, similarly, like, may not be somebody you've ever met before. But you can meet that person. You can talk to that person. You can talk about sports or tech or whatever the news of the day. It's that kind of water cooler talk you'd have if you worked in a big or moderately sized company. That's missing when people are working remotely. I think a lot of us are feeling that right now. Okay. It's also missing when you're kind of doing your own solo venture. So bringing everyone together. And so we do those memberships. Most people join with a membership on a monthly basis, which is an unlimited dollar amount depending on what you choose for that month. Other people have it for a day. So maybe they're in town. Maybe they're in town visiting in-laws and they just need to get out of the house and have a place to go work. We get that a lot over the holidays where people come in. And people are just comfortable working from home that maybe every once in a while need to get out and have a place, have a dedicated meeting room that they can meet at that's not their living room or wherever.
Where they can
else.
Be distracted. Cause
yeah, with presentation, you know, capabilities and everything like that, a professional setting. So Our members can choose a floating package, which I say is kind of like a coffee shop style thing where you just grab a seat. It's yours as long as you're there. But at the end of the day, you take your stuff with you when you leave. They can have a dedicated space where you could bring in, if you have like multiple monitors, like we have some software developer members that need to have three monitors up. So you don't want to be taking those in and out from your car every day. So a dedicated space, pictures of your kids, things like that. Then we have two offices. If somebody needs a locked door, some professional jobs like attorneys and people need a locked door as part of their plan. So we have two of those available as well. And we have a conference room that seats eight, has a 65-inch TV in it for presentations and whatnot. That's available to people as part of their membership at any level, but also to the community on an hourly basis if somebody wanted to come in and just use the presentation space. Floating membership is where a lot of people start. We're doing that at $100 a month here. So that's an all-inclusive price in that there's nothing else that we would charge you in there. So what's included in that is all of the amenities and like the business pieces that you need to get your work done from walking in the door. That's internet, you know, fiber internet that we have. It's 24/7 access in the space. You would also have access to our Des Moines locations. If you ever needed to go to Des Moines for any reason, you could pop in there and have workspace included. We do a mail and package service. So if you want to establish this as your business address, it's like a suite number inside of our location, you can do that. If anybody's starting a business, I always recommend not using your home address when you file with the state and other things, because that becomes public information and you hear lots of people will find you with that, you know, whether that's just direct mail or whatnot. So I always recommend having a professional business address. And it's nice for us because if you had one here and then you wanted to have meetings with clients at some point down the road, you have the conference room in the same location as your address. We do a lot of, in non-pandemic times, we do a lot of networking and community events. We're looking forward to how we can make those regional now, not just in Des Moines, but do those in the Des Moines area and here in Greene County. So those types of things, coffee's included, tea, use of all of the facilities you see when you're here. So, and we're always upgrading what we do. Like members will suggest to us, like, it'd be really good if we had tea instead of just coffee because I like tea. So now we have tea in all of our locations. So we kind of evolve over time. There's been some talk that there might be some cider here at some point. So we have a private phone booth that isn't here yet, but has been ordered that will allow people to have more private calls that are not necessarily in the space. It's also a good audio like recording booth that we'll have. Printing, copying, shredding, you know, it's not a print shop type of area if you need like presentation quality, but for most of the business printing that people do, like we have access to that in the space too. So the only thing you pay for outside of us is probably phone service. And that's just because everybody has a cell phone in their pocket or is using Zoom on their computer right now. So it's never made sense for us to have like a phone system for folks. That's the only question I think I ever get from someone that's like, what's not included?
I was just going to ask you, what's a good way for people to give you a call or shout out, or if they have questions or are inquiring about membership? And that stuff, do you have a localized number people can contact?
We have one number for all of Gravitate. Okay. 515-207-8105 or gravitatecoworking.com, and there's an inquiry form or whatever form on there. Any form on there, they all kind of go to the whole team, so we all see what those things come through. So you can do that. You can stop by on Wednesdays or give us a call either way, and we would be happy to show you around.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with Gravitate founder is Jeff Wood joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.